Are you really buying a car online on AutoTrader right now?
Really? I can get super specific with dealer listings and see cars based on my budget.
Mom!
You can really have it delivered.
Or pick it up.
Mommy, look!
I think your kid is walking up the slide.
Really?
AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really?
Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. Just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
Welcome back to Inside College Basketball Now with John Rothstein. Pleased to be joined by Georgia Tech head coach Scott Cross as part of our new coaches series. Scott, welcome. What was your first memory of Georgia Tech basketball?
Yeah, growing up, probably 10th or 11th grade, watching Lethal Weapon 3. My buddies and I, we were huge fans of Kenny Anderson, Dennis Scott, Brian Oliver, those guys. And I remember Kenny Anderson just being electric back in the day, and we all kind of wanted to be like him. One of the best guards I've ever seen, and you know, that was something that just kind of stuck out for me when this job came available.
And many people may not remember this, but Georgia Tech twice in a 15-year span went to the Final Four, once in 1990 under Bobby Kremins and once in 2004 under Paul Hewitt. For you, what was it like to pursue this job knowing that it had in the past, even if it was a long time ago, advanced to a Final Four?
Yeah, I think that was important. I mean, one thing any coach, I believe, you know, if you're a competitor, you want to win a national championship. And so to be able to come to a place that's, you know, had two basic where they were knocking right on the front door of winning a national championship. They didn't quite get it done, but you know, if they've been able to do it in the past, we can take it one step further and win a national championship. And so obviously that's the goal. We know it's not going to be an easy goal, but it's something we can strive for every single day. And, you know, I do believe Georgia Tech has a brand, and, you know, it's a nationally recognized brand. And so, you know, we definitely will draw upon the history and the tradition of the program as we recruit guys and try and convince them that if it can be done before, it can be done again, and we can take it one step further.
Now, Scott, Josh Pastner led Georgia Tech to an ACC tournament title in 2021. That team played in the NCAA tournament. But this program has not earned an at-large berth to March Madness since 2010. Why do you think over the last decade and a half, Georgia Tech has lacked the consistency that you strive to bring back to Atlanta?
Yeah, that's a good question. You know, I don't have the exact answer on that. I just believe that it can be done. You know, the two places I've been at before kind of had the same stigma behind it. Had never went to the NCAA tournament and at UT Arlington in 50 something years, and it could never be done. And you know, at Troy, I believe they'd only been to the NCAA tournament 2 times, and we were able to get there, you know, the past 2 years there. So same thing. You know, I don't know. You know, I wasn't here during that time. I know, you know, Coach Pastner is a very good coach and did a great job. And obviously Coach Hewitt and Coach Kremins, you know, what they were able to do is pretty phenomenal. So yeah. We just want to focus on those things and definitely believe that it can be done again.
Scott, have you reached out to Bobby Kremins and Paul Hewitt to take their temperature on what they did during their tenure at Georgia Tech when they had the program rolling at such a high level?
Yeah, I did. You know, Coach Kremins told me, you know, obviously to get McCamus Pavilion packed again. He said, you know, I need to go around, knock on the fraternity's doors. He said early on, you need to ask him not to wear paper bags. He said he had to do that when he first started out. And so, you know, we're going to get out on campus and do that. There are so many fraternities and sorority houses on campus. It's pretty amazing as you walk around. Campus is super, super vibrant. So, yeah, I think that's going to be a big part is just getting that home court advantage back. I think when you have that, you know, you can beat teams maybe that are, you know, a little bit more talented than you or that have been at the top of the league, and that home court advantage can definitely be a great equalizer. So we have to get that back. I would say, you know, you asked why they haven't been able to do it. I would say, you know, the last couple of years, maybe that could be a part of it, is don't have the home court advantage maybe that they once did. And that's something that I'm going to work very hard to try and get back.
How specifically do you bring back a great home court advantage for Georgia Tech?
I think you have to win. I think you have to get out on campus. You have to get people excited. I think you have to bring in, you know, high quality basketball players that play a fun style, that play hard. I mean, nobody wants to watch guys if they're not playing hard and they're not invested in the success of the program. So getting great guys in the program, I think, will be a big step. Getting those guys out on campus and getting them connected with the student body as well, I think, will be a big part of it as well.
Hey, parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled BABBEL.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Real skin results start with one daily ritual. Meet Daily Microfoliant from Dermalogica. This iconic exfoliating powder activates with water to gently polish away dullness and uneven texture. It leaves skin instantly smoother and more luminous while supporting your skin barrier. Formulated with professional expertise to deliver visible results daily, even on sensitive skin. Discover your healthiest skin today. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at checkout for an exclusive gift with your $65 purchase.
And a big part of having a great home court advantage is having a really good team for everybody to cheer for on campus, who's a part of Georgia Tech as a school and a university. How does Scott Cross plan to balance, as he builds a roster, the transfer portal and obviously high school recruiting?
Yeah, I think, you know, we had to rely, you know, quite a bit on the transfer portal, but it was good to us. I mean, we were able to, you know, very quickly, you know, signed some pretty good players from the transfer portal. I mean, moving forward, Atlanta is a hotbed of high school recruits, and there's so many super talented guys. So we want to recruit those guys, even if we don't get them on the first go round. Maybe when they decide to transfer, we'll be, you know, the spot that they end up. And so, you know, all the top 100 guys, we definitely want to recruit and build a relationship with. But when we do get those guys, which we've been able to get a couple of those guys, we want to develop them, you know, pour into them to the point where they believe that Georgia Tech is the best place in the country for developing them as a basketball player and as a person. And I think that's maybe how you can convince them to stay in the program. If you're trying to go to the NBA and play at the very highest level, that's the one thing, even though, you know, money's a factor, like, you don't ever want to sacrifice your development. So we have to be the very, very best at that. And that'll definitely be a cornerstone of what we do here.
I know you're still in the first few months on the job, but from the day to day, for you, what's the biggest difference in running a power conference program versus running a mid-major program?
Yeah, probably the number of staff and support that we have. I mean, it's phenomenal. You know, the other piece would probably be the NIL budget. Our roster was 180,000 at Troy, and the year before, I believe, it was like 50,000. So that's completely different. But just the support, you know, from the department, the number of people that we have within the basketball program that can help us. So when you have that type of support, there's really no excuses. I mean, there's nutritionists. We had, you know, I guess I was the nutritionist at Troy, and we had burgers and fries and Dr. Peppers a lot of times the night before games. So that'll be a new level, you know, having sports psychologists, stuff like that, that we didn't have, definitely can be huge benefits and can help in the win-loss column.
You had referenced that you took Troy to the NCAA tournament a couple of times, lost to a very good Nebraska team in the NCAA tournament this past March. How quickly did things move with Georgia Tech after you played your last game against Nebraska?
Yeah, it moved very, very quickly. Yeah, it was a whirlwind. And, you know, I believe maybe it might have been the next day afterwards is when it all shook out. But you just had to remind me of that Nebraska game. That was not one of my best moments as a basketball coach. But, boy, they were special. They were one of the best defensive teams I'd seen. But, yeah, it moved very, very quickly after that.
Now, I want to point this out as well. Before you were the head coach at Troy, you were the head coach at UT Arlington. And from 2016 to 2018, you won a combined 72 games during that stretch as the head coach of UT Arlington. You were not retained by the school. How much have you learned from that experience as you've moved forward here in the coaching profession?
Yeah, I mean, you know, probably if I wouldn't have been let go, I would definitely not be here because, you know, my goal was to win a national championship there at UT Arlington.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's where I played and, you know, I wanted it to be special. So, but I'm thankful. I mean, I think the good Lord has a plan. And now sitting where I'm sitting right now, I'm super thankful that happened. No coach wants to go through it when it happens. Yeah. But it's part of it. I think it definitely, you know, helps you grow. And, I was able to spend that year at TCU with Coach Dixon. That was very, very beneficial to see how he runs a Power Four program. And, you know, and then to start all over again and learn new lessons at a place that you had never been in Troy and having to start from scratch and, you know, expand your recruiting base. And I think that was beneficial as well.
What types of things that you took from Coach Dixon will you apply at Georgia Tech with your own Power Conference program?
Well, I think, you know, he was really, really good and he had a plan and he would, you know, practice didn't vary much from day to day. He was very, very consistent in what he did. But then, you know, and at times while I'm doing it, I'm like, you know, thinking, you know, we could have a little bit more, you know, do this or do that. But then, like, you watch his team play and the guy drives it down the lane line and the guy comes right behind and boom, he's wide open. And he's just drilled that stuff into him to where it becomes like a part of their soul when they're playing. And so just, you know, to me, that really kind of stood out, being repetitive and teaching those guys the movements and where to be. And he did a ton of shooting drills. His teams were always great shooting teams, you know, at least during the time, around the time I was there and right after they. And he spent a lot of time doing shooting drills with his guys. And I've definitely stole some of those. Warrior shooting is one of my favorites that we do just about every day. But and then, you know, he was always super confident and he was really good at instilling belief in the guys that they were going to win whatever game it was. It didn't matter who they played. And so, yeah, it was nice just to kind of have a backseat and watch a different way of doing things and how, you know, he can be successful, you know, doing it a little bit different way.
What advice did he give you when you took the Georgia Tech job?
Just, you know, to recruit really good players. I think that's what it comes down to. You know, and he'll probably be the first to say that as well. As, yeah, it's hard to win if you don't have really good players. It doesn't matter how good of a coach you are. You got to have the talent.
other than more NIL, which every program needs, and other than building a great home court advantage, which you've already touched on, what upgrades do Georgia Tech need to make in order to be a top-tier team in the ACC?
Yeah, I don't know that it's about upgrades. I think it's just about getting this thing going and, you know, getting the guys to where they're connected. I think our staff is super connected. I feel like we have a championship-level staff, and so now the next piece is getting the players, you know, to have that same type of connection that our coaching staff has and getting them to buy in and, you know, put a little bit of their, you know, egos aside for the betterment of the team. I mean, obviously everybody wants to have individual success, but if you can sacrifice it just a little bit for the betterment of the team, then that's when you can do something special. So that's the next piece for the staff and myself is to, you know, get the guys to buy into that and start teaching them, you know, the fundamentals of what we're going to do offensively and defensively and getting them to play together. Because when they play together, they can, you know, do something really, really special.
Scott, mid-major coaches often say that there is no pressure like coaching in a one-bid league during a mid-major conference tournament. How invigorating is it for you to be in a multi-bid league after really having to be flawless for 3 days at both UT Arlington and Troy to get to the NCAA tournament?
Yeah, I mean, I think ultimately that's what got me fired at UT Arlington is we were good during those times, but we didn't go to the NCAA tournament. And, you know, 1 year that was the year we won the league and we have a guy, you know, break his wrist in the quarterfinals of the game. And so there's so many things that can go into play during that can affect you, you know, and there's so many, the teams are even in those leagues. Like the Sun Belt in my mind has to be one of the very, very hardest to go to the NCAA tournament because you have 14 teams and they're all the same. Nobody is Wow. going to have just far superior talent. They're all going to be really, really equal. And so, you know, yeah, that gets me super excited, you know, thinking that, you know, 7-8 teams could possibly go from the ACC. And so, you know, really you need to be one of the top half teams in the league and you'll have a chance. So that got me super fired up. The other part that got me super fired up is, you know, have an opportunity to buy some games and play more home court. I guess on the flip side, I hope I never have the tweet, your famous tweet. And,
you know, the epitome of brutality.
We got it this past year on the good side when we were able to upset one.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's definitely the tweet that you don't ever want to see. But, you know, it's nice to be able to have games where you're supposed to win versus games where you're supposed to lose in. And so you know, I'm excited about that.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Isn't it crazy that America is turning 250 years old? I mean, look how far we've come. Now, we've got coolers in our sofas, light-up cup holders, and power-articulating headrests. When it comes to furniture worthy of this major milestone, Bob's Discount Furniture has all the styles all of America wants at the everyday low prices we deserve, backed by tons of 5-star reviews. Check out the Sedona Power Reclining Sofa, a genuine leather one-stop shop for relaxation with built-in charging, cup holders, and supportive bobopedic seats, perfect for lounging in the AC all day. You can even complete the look with the matching love seat and recliner. Throwing summer parties, the HomeWorks dining set features comfy bobopedic seating and clever storage built right into the table and bench. Or customize your space with the customer favorite modular Bob Sectional. It has over 1,000 five-star reviews, family-proof construction, and wireless charging for hundreds less than the competition. At only $250 per piece, building your dream sectional is incredibly affordable. Celebrate the 4th at Bob's. It's where America shops for furniture.
What's the assessment of the roster you put together?
I really like it. I mean, I feel really good about it. There's still a couple of pieces that we have to finish off, but I'm really excited about what we have in place and feel like we can definitely be super competitive in the ACC.
Well, that's the optimism that every coach obviously wants to feel within his program, especially as we get forward and move forward here with summer workouts. Non-conference scheduling is obviously a major, major key for every program. Obviously, Georgia and Georgia Tech are going to play every year. You have the Bulldogs at home this season. You're also in the ACC-SEC challenge. Is there anything else of significance non-conference scheduling-wise for Georgia Tech basketball next season?
Yeah, nothing is signed right now. We've definitely had some discussions. You know, we'll probably play a couple of neutral site games is what I would envision. And then obviously we'd have, you know, quite a few home games to, you know, try and get this thing rolling. But we're in the process of we've made some verbal agreements, but we're in the process of getting those contracts together. And that is the next step for us now that the roster's pretty close.
Scott, you know, in all my years doing this, I'm always fascinated at how coaches hold on to their tough losses more than they appreciate their great wins. So for Scott Cross, give me one great win that you've had in your career that stands out from the rest, and give me one tough loss that you can't shake.
I would say, I mean, there's quite a few that stick out for great wins. You know, I would say probably the one that sticks out the most was the first trip to the NCAA tournament where UT Arlington beat Northwestern State because, you know, like I mentioned earlier, they had never been to the NCAA tournament in 50-something years, said it could never be done, and we did it. So to see grown men cry, I mean, there was probably about 10 of us. It was pretty surreal, but, you know, there's other ones. The St. Mary's win, they were ranked. That was pretty amazing. Ohio State on the road,
yeah,
Texas. On the road, you know, those were some that definitely saw. I mean, the San Diego State this past year was a huge one for us.
Final thing, Scott, I know you want to get this program back to the NCAA tournament, but aside from the wins and the losses, what are the biggest things you want to accomplish in your first year at Georgia Tech?
I think just to create a championship atmosphere, like where the players expect to win, the fans expect us to win, the you know, the community, like there's definitely that expectation that, you know, this is a championship level team. And so definitely want to get it to that and, you know, build a family environment within our team and, you know, to where the fans and the students can get excited and feel like, you know, this is their team as well.
Well, Scott, it's going to be a lot of fun to cover. Appreciate a couple minutes. Congratulations on the job. And as always, look forward to staying connected along the way.
Thank you.
You got it. That's Georgia Tech head coach Scott Cross. I'm John Rothstein, and this is Inside College Basketball Now.
Paramount Podcasts.
Criminal Minds Evolution is back on Paramount Plus.
Do you think it's possible to discern some hidden patterns shared by all serial killers?
With a new killer each week.
I see those wheels turning.
When a copycat killer emerges, the BAU will form a dark alliance with a familiar foe.
Elias, would you help us?
This season, evil is contagious.
Once it starts, it can't be stopped.
Criminal Minds Evolution. New season now streaming on Paramount Plus.